Your organic search is over. Here's Naturally Savvy with health experts Andrea Donsky and Lisa Davis.
I love books that have photographs and stories that are moving and life-changing, and a wonderful book is New Beginnings, The Triumphs of 120 Cancer Survivors. It is by Bill Aaron, who joins us now. Hi, Bill.
Hi, Andrea. How are you?
Oh, this is Lisa, but Andrea's here as well, and
hi,
we're
Lisa.
So glad. You know, I was lucky to talk to Bill a few weeks ago, and we had such a wonderful conversation. And, you know, Bill, I'd love to start with your own experience being a cancer survivor and what you found after you survived. You're like, okay, now what? Because life has really changed, hasn't it? And it's so important to shed a light on this for folks.
It is. When I was diagnosed with cancer, I was devastated. My first reaction was, of course, terror and fear. And there was nothing positive out there. And later, as I became accustomed to living with the idea, with the presence of cancer, the idea for this book began to formulate itself. I went to a support group, and at the support group, someone said, cancer is the best thing that ever happened to me. And I said, no way. This is a terrible thing. And as I talked to that person, and as I talked to more people, I began to see that cancer was even more strong than a wake-up call. It became a turning point in people's lives in which they used their own resources to look inward. Some people needed help with that. That was the origin of the book. And the book became not a book about cancer, not about the diseases that we call cancer, but a book about the individuals who go through this experience and what it's like for them.
So, Bill, what were some lessons that you learned along the way that when you were, you know, photographing these survivors?
Well, the survivors, they really became my teachers. Because as I began the project, both in experimenting and figuring out what kind of structure to give the book, and then later on, I began to see how some people took the lessons of living the best life that they could live and applying it to their lives. Some needed help. Some needed a therapist. Some needed support groups. And sometimes there were just sensitive physicians that helped. But some people changed careers. Other people, many of the people, wanted to give back to the cancer community, and they started websites, they started organizations. Some people even felt that they were living for the people they had known who had died during their experience.
So, Bill, was there a certain age group? So, I have the book in front of me, and for those of you obviously listening, it's, you know, I definitely recommend purchasing it, New Beginnings, The Triumphs of 120 Cancer Survivors by Bill Aaron. And what I noticed, first of all, it spans many different age groups, but also the pictures themselves are quite fantastic. In every one of the photos, people have the most beautiful, big smiles. Like, they're not just kind of just, you know, turning their lips upwards, they are smiling, they are laughing, and that I find pretty spectacular. I mean, as a photographer, I mean, you must be fantastic at what you do.
Thank you, Lisa. What I did was interview the people, usually for about 2 hours, and then at the end of the interview, we figured out together what kind of photograph to take that would best show how they were feeling about the experience they went through. I mean, I think the important thing to point out here is that cancer makes us realize that each day is meant to be appreciated. There was a wonderful little girl who was diagnosed at age 15 with a cancer that usually is fatal. And she was like a month away from the point of no return. And her mother told me that she discovered that life is about moments. I'll just read a tiny excerpt. We have started to live day by day, hour by hour, and sometimes second by second. And when you sit there with those seconds seemingly so long, you realize how many of them you have. And then she went on to describe how her biggest gift in life was the smell of her daughter's hair in the morning. And her daily gift was getting to snuggle with her daughter every day.
Oh, that is so sweet.
People took in, assimilated this experience in many ways. Some people were able to sum it up. I think there's Ed Feinstein, who's a rabbi in L.A., in Los Angeles, summed it up, I think, beautifully. He said, the way of healing is to balance the loss and fear and rage with a sense of gratitude. When they balance, we are whole, whether or not we are cured. And I think those two poles, the rage and the fear and the anger, balanced with the sense of gratitude that we're still alive, that we can lead a life well lived. A friend of mine, a very close friend of mine, when we were talking one day, said, you know, I don't want to have experience. I don't want to have cancer, but I wish I had that kind of survival experience that you had so that I could really examine my life and make changes in the things that I'm not happy with. And I think cancer survivors in that sense can show us a way to a better life, a life well lived, as I said.
Yeah, that makes so much sense. Well, it sounds like it's really done that for you and the people in the book. One of the people in the book was a girl who got diagnosed at 15 months old. And I know you saw her recently.
Yes. She came. I held in my backyard, I held a sort of book party for as many people as could come there who participated or are in the book. And her mom brought her, and she's just adorable. I couldn't stop hugging her. just a wonderful.
She's 11 now,
girl.
Correct?
Nine, I believe.
Oh, nine. Okay.
Uh-huh. Amazing. You know, Bill, we have about 2 minutes left. This is Andrea. You know, is there anything that I asked you the lessons that you learned, but did you see some type of synergy from all the people that you interviewed? Was there something to a testament of their strength that stood out that, you know, 9 out of 10 people had, or something that was a very much the same for most people across the board?
Mm-hmm. That's a tough question. A good one, but a tough one. My overall sense is that these people, these 120 people, it's not just a couple, so we can't deny that they're a fluke. But these 120 people had an inner strength that I really quite admired and tried to live up to in my own life. They were able to, and it wasn't just something like, I'm not going to let this disease get me down. It was much more of, I want to make the most of whatever time I have left. If I'm going to die next month, so be it, or next year, so be it. But I want from now till then to count.
Interesting.
One person told me that...
we have
about
30
angels.
Seconds.
Pardon?
We have about 30 seconds.
One person talked about angels and people in... ordinary people who do just these extraordinary acts of kindness, and they never ask anything in return. And he said what cancer has taught him is that the goal of life is to become someone's angel.
Hmm. Wow. Well, we are big, huge believers in angels in the universe here. So, well, thank you for being on our show, Bill. You can learn more about Bill at Bill Aaron. That's aron.com. You can also pick up a copy of his book. And also, it makes for a great gift for somebody that you know that has survived cancer. I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD. Stay well.